I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Illusionoid.
We should tell the second chapter of the Werebadger story.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But in a different... different whole other genre.
Okay.
Yeah, like show tunes.
Doctor Strange is coming out.
Excited about that?
And anybody want to see Doctor Strange starring America's sweetheart, Cumberbatch?
Yes.
And we've done a thing. We've done about three or four episodes of our own Doctor Strange, and he's called Max Magus. And he's like Doctor Strange, but a bigger asshole. That's it.
Yeah, that's really it.
Yeah.
So let's take a gander into the world of Max Magus.
Oh, we should get more suggestions.
Yes, some more suggestions here. Let's get a color. Can I have a color, please?
Yeah. Maroon.
Maroon.
Love it.
I like that. Maroon.
And an artifact of any kind.
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
All right. Okay. This will be something about Max Magus, the adventure of the maroon Rosetta Stone. Should we go to the last man?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And now, tonight's transmission.
Remember me! I'm still in your future, assholes! Dropping truth that you can't handle! Like your world is doomed. And here's why. In your future, Badger Man will make a surprise reappearance after that ice age, when the world cools down and is replaced by a warm world, but with still evil badgers. But how will we communicate with them? I'll give you one guess!
Sully, take a look at this.
What, this map?
Yeah. This was underneath the cadaver when I walked in.
Wait a minute. You walked in and the cadaver was already here, or did you make this a cadaver?
I'm telling you, this cadaver was already here when I walked in. And this map was underneath it.
So, you're saying the map was here before the cadaver?
Or... the cadaver brought the map with it.
And fell on top of it.
As it died.
I'm following.
It's still warm.
Still a warm map? Well, I never. Not in this cold climate.
Exactly. Take a look.
There's an X on it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's all there is.
There's not even land masses.
There's nothing. Just an X in the upper left-hand corner. Or lower right-hand corner. It's impossible to ship.
You dropped it. You know what? It fell in that hole. I'll just reach and get it.
Oh, God! My arm!
Sully!
Save yourself!
Sully, can you hear me?
Barely!
Hold on, buddy!
With what?
Your finger!
I'll try!
I know who to call! I'm gonna get somebody to help you!
Please!
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you read me? Hello?
Who dares dial the number of Maxwell Magus?
It's me, Conrad. I was in a warehouse, just investigating an everyday run-of-the-mill cadaver. Found a map with an X on it. My friend Sully, he fell into a hole that was right next to the cadaver. Is there anything you can do to help?
I'll be right over. In fact, I'm right behind you.
Good God!
I'm amazing!
Well, what do you think? What do you think? Where? He's down there.
This looks like a job for Max Magus.
Max Magus, master of the dark arts. Master magician, master of many things. And his faithful assistant, Wong. By his side will solve, if Wong could ever just start that car, Wong will be by his side, ready to tackle any situation.
Well, what seems to be the problem here, my assistant Wong is on his way, but I didn't teleport him. I could have. Someone needs to drive.
I'm sorry, I'm a late Maximidges. I left the car outside, still running because I had a tough time cranking it over in this cold weather.
Hey, hi, it's Nug from Illusionoid. That new Dr. Strange movie, they've kind of changed him. So if you want to maybe do that kind of...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. Hello, Max. I'm sorry I'm so late. The car won't start, and I just had to push it over here, but I've left it running now, and it's ready for us when we want to depart.
God damn it, Wong. Thanks a lot. If we run out of gas, that's on you, all right? And it's coming out of your paycheck.
Well,
Got it?
I fully accept that.
All right. This is my warehouse. What seems to be the trouble here?
Well,
officer? Or sergeant?
Yes!
I don't read badges.
But it's my friend. That's why I called you. It was my friend, Sully, who fell into a hole here. We're just trying to get him out. It seems to be some kind of like supernatural orifice that opened up.
Well, supernatural, it's probably just a hole. So why don't you just let the police handle it, and I'll do my job. You do your job.
Yes. Let's let the police handle it. The same way they handled Jack the Ripper, or... oh, I don't know, the Zodiac Killer. Let's let that happen.
What is your major problem with the police, Magus?
My major problem with those police you speak of, including yourself, is that you're all incompetent fools. So why don't you leave the crime solving to the real experts here, the ones who are masters of the dark arts?
Okay, see you later.
Wong?
Yes, sir.
Let us gather the spices and determine the nature of this orifice.
All right, hold on, I brought my satchel. Let me just put these things and arrange them on the table here. All right, inverted pentangle, cumin, a little more cumin.
You wrote a series of cumin-based cookbooks, didn't you?
Yes, and when I wasn't, being your second, of course I did. My favorite one was, Cuban Missile Crisis. I love that.
That was my favorite too.
It was delicious. Cumin is an earthy spice. That's exactly why we're using it here. Because if my instincts are correct, this is not just a hole as that dunder-headed police officer thought it was.
I can hear you!
No, it is a trans-dimensional portal, my good doctor.
Indeed, you're correct, Wong. Turns out maybe you won't have to pay for gas after all.
Thank you, sir. And if I know my transdimensional portals, and I like to think I do, we need to dilate it in order to make it larger so that we can fit our masses inside of it. Carefully, so that it doesn't snap shut on us and extrude us like a turd.
The question is, why was it made and where does it lead? Any clues?
Let me see. Let's take my thumb and gently move it around the edge of this orifice. Gently now, gently. I don't want to frighten it. There. Mm-hmm. Where? What's this? Now, I present my thumb to you to smell, Sam.
Bring it closer.
Good God.
Closer still. The stench of 1,000 years. The funk of 40,000 years.
Your old adversary.
Shumagorath.
This has his earmarkings all over it.
Born 1,000 years ago, Shumagorath was once a gentle human named Larry, but by a vampirous badger at the eve of the Ice Age, he became the Mad Badger Man, Shumagorath.
Exactly. And he drew more and more power to himself by searching the world for artifacts and gems and pieces of power until he was able to very crack the transdimensional world.
And now he's after human flesh itself. Presumably to piece a shell together, a shell of flesh, so that he may once return to his corporeal frame.
Just as it was prophesied
by us.
Well, we should get about it then and stop Shumagorath in his tracks.
You're forgetting one thing.
What's that?
How do we speak to badgers?
Like that.
I'm sorry, Juan, do you speak badger?
Well, when I was a child, I was sent away to boarding school by my parents. You know, they were still distant, but they thought I'd be good if I went to a boarding school and learned to, you know, to take care of myself, be a little more self-sufficient. Well, when I got there, though everyone hated me, I was rejected. I lived alone. I slept in a hovel, and then one night a badger came to my hovel and it nestled itself against me. And I learned over the many years to speak the language that badger spoke, and I was able to communicate with it. It became my only friend until I found you.
If you had told me that story before, there's no way we would have become friends.
There's a time and place for everything, sir. This felt like the right time.
Then into the dimension we leap!
Alright.
The Crimson Plain.
There it is. Look at that. It's like one giant lava lamp in here.
Lobs just rising and falling.
Indeed. It was like ellipses and circles on the ground and on the walls.
Welcome to the land of Shumagorath.
What are you, demon? Reveal yourself!
I am a badger man, wearing the skin of the one you call Sully.
That's disgusting. I wonder if Sully was this disgusting when he was a regular human being.
Yeah, he was. So he just kind of wandered into warehouses and he was filthy.
So the skin isn't... it fits well? It's not
well,
just drooping?
It's like a perfect fit.
Okay, well then I'm sorry to Sully, I suppose.
Do you see how I speak your human language?
My God, how is it possible? I mean, I have an immigrant assistant who knows how to speak badger.
Shumagorath has gifted all of us with bits of this. Maroon stone you call Rosetta.
Maroon Rosetta Stone. Long have I sought it.
Oh, well, here it is. This is it.
Oh, I can have it?
No.
Oh.
Shumagorath requests your presence at a meeting. Before he takes over humankind with men badgers dressed as men.
One moment, Badger Man. Just have a quick aside.
Absolutely, I can wait.
Max Mages.
Yes, Wong.
What you need to do is work your magic on him, invade his mind, and plant a seed of betrayal against Shumagorath without him knowing it. And then when he leads us to his master, he will turn on him, doing our work for us.
Excellent plan. Assemble the spell.
Let me get out my satchel again. I packed a lot of cumin. I really did.
You never have enough cumin in the spell.
It's true. So a little cumin, a little black pepper.
A little ankle of a cat.
Oh, yes. A little upper lip of a fairy.
The lower gizzard. A wild turkey.
What are you guys making? Soup?
Yeah, well, just
leave us alone.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were done talking.
Just give us a couple more minutes.
All right, fine.
The baby toenail of Curtis Mayfield.
The whiskers of a fool.
That's good.
Some medium low.
Got a Bunsen burner, right?
Yeah. And don't heat it too much, Mom. Don't keep it to a simmer. And stir. Now one egg.
You guys need an egg?
Do you have an egg?
Yeah, here, have an egg.
You guys stole that from a nest, didn't you, Badger?
That's what we do.
Hide that in there. Oh, there it is.
Slowly omeletize it. Omeletize it.
Omeletize it.
Smells good, whatever you're making.
Shut up!
Trying to be friendly.
A little more cumin. There. It's ready.
And now we present to you...
Me?
Badger Man. An omelet made of your favorite thing. The egg stolen from the nest of a plant eater.
Oh, how fancy it is. Oh, that's a lot of cumin.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, what's happening to me?
I'm in your mind!
Whoa!
Believe it and deal with it if you can!
I barely can, it's tripping me out!
Now you will secretly be our slave. And help us plant a trap for Shuma Gorath.
Okay, well, why don't I just dig a hole and you can cover it with sticks and leaves, and when he shows up, he can drop into it.
That's a great idea.
Sounds like a good trap.
Okay.
All finished.
All right, let's go to his lair now.
Oh, we lure him here.
What?
You mean the trap here in the ground.
All right.
Yes.
Well, it'd be nice to see his lair, that's all. Change of scenery.
Looks a lot like this. Would you like me to call him? I can summon Shuma Gorath.
I'd like to hear it.
Please. Shuma Gorath! You have some visitors! He arrives, Shuma Gorath!
Just wake me from a little slumber.
Another eye! Your arch nemesis, Shuma Gorath.
Maximilian Mages. How long has it been?
In your time, 4,000 years.
And in your time?
The same.
I'm sorry, Shuma Gorath. I had no idea he was your arch nemesis.
Oh, you should. Did you not read the pamphlet?
Well, I skimmed it.
Skimmed it? You bastard. It's 2 pages.
I know, but it's stuff to do.
Like what?
Get eggs.
Right. Well, Max Mages, you are here in my lair now, and there will be no escape for you. No phantasmagorical apparitions will come to save you. No flashes of incense and sulfur will show up to make your escape possible.
The only question, Shuma Gorath, is who is speaking whose language? Have you learned English? Or am I speaking Badger?
Oh my god. You're inside my head.
Not even with a spell, I'm just mind-fucking you, man. I'm just in there. I got in your head, and now you can't get me out.
It's quite clear to me that I was hopelessly outmatched from the beginning. I have no powers.
What is it you want with these human karkai?
What is it I want? What is it any transdimensional demon wants? I want to build an army. A shambling, disgusting army of half-breeds, freaks, and menaces. And then climb up through that orifice that I made. You like that?
I do.
Yeah.
It was skillfully crafted.
Thank you. Took me 4,000 years.
It's tight and moist.
That's how I like it.
Christ.
Yes, I will go on. And then, one by one, I will extrude my badger men into the surface world. And they will, of course, be wearing skins of people like Sully.
Yeah, so we look like humans.
Yes. If you don't look too closely. And they will do my bidding.
Which is?
To turn the surface world into a dark dimension like this one.
You're quite mad, you know that.
Am I?
Well, now I'm wondering if I'm the mad one.
Who's in whose head?
Oh, shit.
That's right. Thanks to this Rosetta Stone. This Rosetta Stone, right? Oh, no!
Oh! I'm slanted on that patch.
patch of grass.
It's under a patch of grass. I'm so sorry I dropped it, Shomagorath.
What? Who's gonna pick it up?
Well, I shouldn't touch it. I dropped it.
Well,
I should reach for it. Mom's probably reaching for it, too.
Yes, of course I am.
Yes, we're probably reaching for it. Yes. What's a real race?
I've got it, sir.
Wong, you're supposed to let him take that bait.
I know, but I couldn't resist.
Look at him, Wong.
You idiot.
He was supposed to fall in that hole that the man badger dug.
I know.
Wait a minute. You tricked me into digging a hole?
Yes, I gave you an omelet.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have had that omelet!
Well, Shumagorath?
Yes, it didn't work, did it?
Perhaps we'll have to resort to phantasmagorical spells after all?
Yes. Let us go to a place of my choosing. Remember the map? That was at the very beginning of this.
I never forgot it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. That's the end game, obviously.
Indeed. The X on this map leads us to our final battleground.
Oh, no, you will not!
Oh, yes, I will.
And let us go.
All right, we each will choose a second. I choose Badger Man.
Yay!
Wong?
Yes?
I guess you're with me.
All right.
And now, there, the map resolves itself and the X shows where it is.
You don't have high speed in this, Well, in my time, we have fiber optic cable.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Nice.
We're here!
Back at the warehouse.
Exactly.
This was where the X marked.
Hit him! Wait, is it that kind of fight?
No, it's not that kind of
fight. I got real excited there for a second.
No, we fight with our own base skills. His of badger kind and mine of magic. The fists of Palantir!
Yes! Oh! 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 The teeth of a badger!
Oh, my neck! My neck nipples! The feet of Furiosa!
Oh! Oh, they're so fast! The hair of your back!
Put the hair off my back!
Yes!
A punch to the dick!
No, oh, that didn't!
That's it, you bested me, Max Mages.
It doesn't have to be like this, Shumagorath.
How else could it be?
We can find a way to tear this badger skin from you. Bring you back to the human you once were. Larry, I believe it was.
Oh, that name hasn't been... No one's called me Larry. 4,000 years. I remember what it was like. I had friends. I had one good friend and one kind of a dick. He wasn't really my friend, but I wish he had been. Could I go back to that life?
Of course. Just lean in close. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Harpoon to the stomach.
Oh, shit.
You can't go back. That's gross badger, and I'm letting you die on the floor.
My human Sully skin has fallen away, but my badger skin is also falling away.
Now you're a weird, skinless badger skeleton.
You harpooned Larry, who created us.
And from Larry, as it came life, also comes destruction. Wong, back me up on this.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All the grand plans of this Rosetta Stone are now in ruins. We have no need. We cannot conquer the Earth, Shumagorath.
I'm pretty much dead down here.
And I'll take that back where it belongs. In my Emporium Magicium.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a little loft I have in Hell's Kitchen. It's got a nice window. It's round.
Would you like to come and see it?
Yeah?
I mean, what else are you doing, right?
Not a thing. I got nothing else to do now.
We have to lay some plastic down on the floor, obviously, because you're a shambling corpse with no skin.
Well, I mean, how long's that gonna last, right?
He would be a wonderful addition to the Emporium Magicium, sir.
It's true. Right on the mantle? What do you say?
I say, Put me on that mantle, man.
I like your way of thinking, Badger thing.
And I'll make tea for everyone.
None of that green tea shit, Wong!
Of course, sir.
The end!
The end!
Thank you very much, everybody, for having us at the Big City Improv Festival. That's Paul Bates, that's Lee Smart, I'm Nug Nurgang, that's Chris New on the music and sound effects.
Baron
Mordo over there. Good night, everybody.
Max Magus and the Maroon Rosetta Stone. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nurgang. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at Comedy Bar for Big City Improv Festival in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, October 17th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.